You are listening to KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. Chris Hurstum has served as a leader in the Arizona legislature, a gubernatorial chief of staff, and as chair of the State Board of Regents. He performed all of those duties as a Republican. Even in recent years, as he wasn't shy about criticizing some fellow Republicans, he remained a member of the GOP. But Hurstum has now left the Republican Party and is registered as a Democrat. And Chris Hurstum joins me now to talk about his change and what it may indicate for partisan politics. Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
So, after all these years, what was the straw that broke the camel's back?
Well, there wasn't one straw, frankly. After being a registered Republican for 45 years of my adult life, I just have come to the conclusion that the GOP has changed dramatically from what it used to be, frankly. And I want to make something clear. I'm not here to badmouth the current Republican Party. It just doesn't fit me any longer. And the GOP is what it is, and I don't want to be a member of it any longer. Today's Republican Party, in my opinion, has become, over the last couple of decades, a populist, right-wing, anti-immigration, aging white political party. And as you can see, Steve, by looking at me, and your listeners will have to take my word for it, I am an aging white guy. So you'd think I would just fit right there at home with the GOP, but I don't. I think today's Republican Party is consumed with the dilution of our past American identity, and I believe, frankly, that the GOP is doomed to becoming an irrelevant minority party very soon, if not already. And let me tell you why. Several decades ago, during the Nixon-Reagan years, U.S. voters were more than 80% non-college-educated whites. 80% non-college-educated whites. If you look at the 2014 exit polls, this shrinking group is now only 36% of the voters, from 80 to 36%. And yet the Republican Party continues counting on that shrinking, aging white base. And as Republican columnist Michael Gerson said just this week, he said, declaring war on demography is like declaring war on gravity. There's just no way you're going to win that war, and I just don't. It boggles my mind that the Republican Party is where they are. And I will also tell you that I'm most unhappy with the Republican Party's last ditch efforts over the last few years, here in Arizona as well as nationally, to stay in power as their shrinking, aging white base, you know, is in existence. They're trying to stay in power by making it more difficult for minorities to vote. And I find that repugnant. The GOP fears a greater Hispanic turnout. The GOP fears the influence of the women vote, which is now at least 52% and growing. And they fear greater participation of young voters. I mean, I find that all pathetic. So I'm now a Democrat.
Now, Chris, you have been, as I mentioned, not quiet about criticizing certain things, and you know, you're not a wallflower. Are these things that you mentioned to fellow Republicans like yourself and said, you know, why don't we try to at least change the party a little bit incrementally from within?
Believe me, I've been trying for decades. I have been supporting and urging centrist, moderate-type Republicans to run for office. But the bottom line is, the way our two-party system is organized today, the low-turnout party primaries are where the action is. Most of the districts, legislative and congressional, are safe. They're either Republican, Democrat easily, and so there is no really general election. And the activist turnout amongst the Republican Party in the primaries, only about 20% turnouts. And centrists and moderates, those activists are very right-wing, very populist oriented, and they just won't tolerate centrists or moderates. There really is no room any longer for moderate Republicans, which is another reason why I re-registered on August 13th to become a Democrat.
Well, that strikes me as well, Chris, because we've seen independent registration as a plurality now in Arizona. So, you know, why not just become an independent?
The reason why I didn't was because I thought about it, believe me. I think registered independents, even though they're the largest group of voters now, registered voters, I think they're still irrelevant in our political system because of, frankly, horrible existing statutes that are in place that really make it impossible for registered independents to run for office. And they don't have their own primaries, so they get diluted in the party primaries as well. I will tell you that if we smartly enact a single open primary and create a level playing field for independent candidates, which is going to be on the ballot again in 2016, mm-hmm. Paul Johnson is going to lead that effort again. If that happened, then, you know, folks like me might consider registering as an independent. But right now I feel comfortable in the Democratic Party, and you may ask why. Mm-hmm. It's simply that I've evolved to the point, and the Republican Party has evolved to the point, that I agree with Democratic policy positions 90% of the time. I care about vulnerable persons in our society. I care about traditional neighborhood public schools and the fact that 83% of our children still go to those neighborhood schools. I welcome a more diverse, bilingual Arizona. It is the future. The Democratic Party embraces that future. They celebrate it, whereas, as I said earlier, the Republican Party fears it.
On a local level, at least, Chris, statewide level, what is going to turn the Democratic Party into winners? Does that concern you at all, the fact that the Democrats, last couple of election cycles, statewide, congressionally have done okay, but as far as statewide office, not much momentum there?
No, there isn't much momentum, frankly. I think eventually the tide will turn, though. Republicans don't want to hear this, but this goes back to that Gerson quote about the demographics. Declaring war on demography is like declaring war on gravity. The Latino population is mushrooming. It's a very young population right now, but they will eventually, those kids in school and those traditional neighborhood schools will turn 18, and many of them will end up registering and voting. And the Republican Party has not a prayer with the Hispanic population because of 1070 and the anti-immigration and the Donald Trump phenomenon and the lack of other Republican presidential candidates standing up to Trump on immigration. That eventual aging, shrinking white base of Republican voters, frankly, like me, is going to die off. And the newcomers, the young people, the women, the coalition, frankly, that Obama has gotten elected and reelected with, including minority folks, especially Hispanics here in Arizona, the tide will turn. It may be 15 years from now, but eventually Arizona will become a purple state, and I believe then a blue state, a Democrat state, because of the demography.
Do you think, I know you're not acting as a Pied Piper here, but do you anticipate any momentum from this, the idea that here's a longtime Republican who has been a leader in many ways?
None whatsoever. you're the only one, frankly, Steve, that even thought it was interesting, and you had me on today. I don't think I have any influence on that. And I want to point out that the Democratic Party numbers are falling like a rock, just like Republican numbers. The independent numbers are the one that is growing. I think voters are dissatisfied, frankly, with both parties. But from a public policy issue standpoint, I just feel now far more comfortable in the Democratic Party than the Republican Party.
Chris, we've got less than 2 minutes. I want to get two questions. And one, how important are the political parties now at all? Some people are concerned that, as you mentioned, turnout in primaries is poor, and yet the government's still paying for these primaries.
They're still very important because independents, like I said, in Arizona and many other states, it's almost impossible for them to run. They have to get like 8 times more signatures, which is ridiculous, than party people. They're always listed last on the ballot, where the party candidates are rotated in the precincts. So it's a tremendous disadvantage because all the elected officials belong to a party and they stack it against any independents. That's got to change eventually. Maybe Paul Johnson's initiative in 2016 will pass, and that would create a level playing field and things will change. But right now, it's still a two-party game.
Not to make light of this, because obviously I enjoy having you on the program, how many times over the years have you been called a rhino?
Oh, the last decade, I've called myself a rhino, yeah. Proudly. The reason why I didn't switch a decade ago was just I was stubborn, and I kept feeling like I didn't want to get pushed out of my party by the more right-wing populist element of that party. But finally, about August just last month, I determined enough of this tomfoolery. I am what I am, and I fit better in the Democratic Party.
Political analyst Chris Hurstam, he's also a former gubernatorial chief of staff, former legislative leader, former chair of the Board of Regents, and now he's a Democrat. Chris, thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
Still to come on Here and Now, we'll preview the